Have you ever wondered how it would feel to be rid of your mortgage payment? To own your house free and clear? Even though we got a really good deal on our place, I would love to not see that huge chunk of money leave our accounts every month. It'll be a while before we're debt-free on the house, but it's fun to imagine the possibilities. I'm thinking about the trips we could take. And I'm thinking, I can see the two of us walking in and handing over that last payment.
You know, I think that's going to be the frustrating piece for everybody who's thinking they're going to pay off their mortgage early, that there's going to be some big party.
Guess I'll just send in that last payment online. Thanks, Steve. But if anyone knows how it really happens, it's him. Last year, Steve and his wife did go to their lender with cash and paid off their mortgage. Today, he's sharing why they decided to pay it off early, how they managed to do it, and how they're spending all that cash now. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your account to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Go visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. That's one word. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average mortgage payment is around $1,000, which might be pricey or a deal, depending on what part of the country you live in. And if you're a homeowner, you know the mortgage is only part of the total cost. There's property tax, maintenance, insurance, and any home projects that you might have. But still, that mortgage payment eats up a good amount of our budget. So if you can be done with it, you're freeing up some serious cash, money that can go into other goals that the two of you may have. But then the other side of the argument is, why bother? I mean, why pay it off sooner? Right now, interest rates are low on mortgages. That extra cash can be used for other goals now. So if you can keep that mortgage and save up for that vacation, college fund, and retirement, why not do it?
Do you want that to be a priority over other things? Or is that going to be mixed in with other priorities?
That's Steve Stewart again. Steve knows quite a bit about money. He's not only the creator of Money Plan SOS, No Debt, No Credit, and No Problems. He's a talented editor. If you listen to the popular and wonderful shows like Stacking Benjamins and Martinis and Your Money, you've heard Steve's work. So I'm pretty confident that he has done the math. When I asked him why prioritize paying off the mortgage, he said,
well, we were already on the path to getting it done, at least at some point, right? I mean, there's always a term in a mortgage. Since we knew that there was going to be a payoff date in the future, why not just accelerate? Plus, no more mortgage payment? I mean, how can you say no to that? So we decided along the way, when we took care of some of the other obligations that we had, and some of the bigger goals that we had that weren't quite the, you know, as large as paying off your house, that we could throw some more money at the mortgage that allowed us to pay it off even earlier.
Of course, since we're discussing personal finances, there's a story behind the decision.
We'd just gotten married. I say we were wiser about money at that time, but I still wasn't mature enough in the fact that, you know, I was putting some money into, you know, retirement, and you know, we were able to pay off our credit cards most of the months that we had credit. But then in 2006, a couple years after, you know, I thought we were doing really well, a couple years later, we got a car. She wanted a new, actually it was a two-year-old SUV, but we had to take out like a $12,000 loan for this thing. After trade-in, after some cash that we dropped on the thing, we still owed $12,000. I thought, you know, we're better than this. And that just put a fire under me to say, you know, this is stupid. We make too much money to be this broke.
With this turning point, the two of them started having smaller conversations, not just about the mortgage, but other goals.
Oh, it was many, many smaller conversations because after we had taken out the car loan, I mean, we had already started a budget. We just weren't exactly forward thinking on the money piece. I mean, we knew how to live unless we make, but we didn't have the savings goal to replace a car that was, you know, $20,000. And, you know, back then when we bought cars, when my wife and I were young, I mean, cars were, you know, $10,000 to $12,000. Here we were buying one and, you know, the medium price of it was 20. So I think it was another wake up call there that, you know, inflation actually happens. So there's a lot of little conversations along the way. We didn't really have one sit down. But along the way, we'd say, oh, well, we've got a little bit extra money. We could throw it at this goal or we could throw it at the house.
Since they had other things they wanted to tackle, the two of them started small with the extra mortgage payments.
Well, I think we had always started to pay a little bit extra. I know I felt like I wanted to throw more at it just because I could see the numbers, how it could change the amount that we would A, owe on it, and B, save on the interest on the back end. So we'd throw, you know, $41 here. We would kind of round up the dollar amount to the nearest 100, you know, just because it was kind of fun. And you know, you're not missing $41 a month. Did that for a little while.
That might seem like an insignificant amount, but it really does make a difference. I'll show you how. Let's say you two just got a $200,000 mortgage for 30 years at a 4% interest rate. Your mortgage payment is $954.83. You look at that and you decide, okay, let's round it up to $1,000, which means you're only throwing in an extra $45 a month plus some change. I mean, that's practically just skipping out on a treat with that infamous latte every personal finance guru keeps talking about. But with that money, not only will you pay off your mortgage 2.5 years sooner, you'll save over $13,000 in interest. Seriously. Rethinking that pumpkin bread you brought with your latte, didn't you? It's okay. Just consider that a tasty lesson learned. But Steve and his wife weren't just happy with trimming off a few years. They wanted to kill their mortgage ASAP, so they needed to dig up some more money. We'll find out how in a minute. But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Coastal Federal Credit Union. Sick and tired of being treated like a number by your bank? Come on over to the credit union side where you'll be a member. If you're looking to buy a house and need a mortgage, check out Coastal Federal. They offer really competitive rates. That's because they serve their members, not shareholders. Coastal is based in Raleigh, North Carolina, and provides service to members worldwide. Their network of 50,000 surcharge-free ATMs and 3,400 shared branches means you'll always have access to your cash when you need it. So if you're ready to learn more and make the switch, please visit Coastal24.com. Welcome back. So when we left off, the Stewarts were looking for ways to speed up becoming mortgage-free. Seeing that total number go down, the two of them began putting whatever extra they earned towards the principal.
Sometimes when I do a gig on the side, she'd get a bonus or something. We could throw an extra 100 or two there or 100 or two here. And eventually got to the point where we're looking at it and I could see the bottom of the spreadsheet. You know, we kept the spreadsheet so I could see, okay, this is what our expected payoff was from day one. And as we're paying it off early, I could see how much shorter that list got, you know, how short the spreadsheet got. And when I finally saw the little bit of white at the bottom of the spreadsheet, because I color coded all the cells, when it's white, there's nothing there. There's no debt. There's no balance. And that just encouraged me to say, okay, we're getting really close here.
Nice.
So we're actually able to look at it, you know, when there's only like $10,000 left on your mortgage, you're looking at it going, we got more than that in our savings. We really could pull the trigger if we wanted to. We didn't at that time, but we felt like we could.
They also made adjustments to their budget and redirected that money too.
You know, again, we had been budgeting for a little while, so we had an idea of what our expenses were even when we first got married. We knew what the utilities would be on the place. We knew how much we were going to spend on groceries. We had an emergency fund. When we first got married, we had a little bit of cash. You know, of course, once we decided to get out of debt later, then we made sure we had enough for anything like that. So we don't just find money. We always put it in the budget to say, okay, this is what we're going to spend on groceries. This is what we're going to spend on, you know, utilities is easy. It's pretty much the same every month. You know, you can figure out what those expected expenses are before the month begins. Base your monthly spending on that and the things that are coming up in your calendar, you know, because there's always those surprise birthdays that only happen once a year that you don't know about until you look at your calendar.
Through the years, they've tried out different ways and tools to manage their money and have found a system that works just right for them.
The very first one was the one my wife drew up. It was after we got married and before we had our first daughter, our only daughter, and it was on a piece of paper. And I looked at it and I thought, oh, that's nice, honey. And I kind of walked away and that was it. But then when I, you know, got to realizing, oh, this money stuff's important, which I think came shortly after we had our daughter. Doesn't that just kind of happen all the time? Was when I just thought, you know, we could just do this on an Excel spreadsheet. That's easy enough, right? So we did that for actually a few years. But now I'm all about YNAB. You need a budget? Oh, my gosh. That's the tool right there, because you can see what you're spending as you're spending it. You can see how much money you have left in each category as you're spending it. It's easy to track your spending as you're spending it because you've got the mobile app. And it's just that, that's just does it for me right there. It keeps me engaged with the budget on a daily basis if I wanted it to be.
We like to use Personal Capital as our tool, but whatever you prefer to use to budget, just remember the most important part.
One thing that I think everybody needs to do with their money, and that is to pay attention. If you pay attention to something, you will master it. You'll get control of it. If you don't pay attention to it, it runs away. It leaks away. It siphons itself away. It disappears on you, and you don't know what's going on.
Before we wrap up, you're probably wondering, now that their mortgage is gone, what are the Stewarts doing with their money?
The money that used to be going towards our mortgage is just going to fund our next goal. We've always had these goals in place. We just hadn't been able to save as much. So now we're putting even more money towards our future goals, which the big one is our daughter's future, her car, her college, and her wedding. And we're hoping that it's in that order too.
I want to thank Steve for coming on the podcast. You can catch his show, No Debt, No Credit, No Problem, or visit him at stevestewart.me. If the two of you want to knock down your mortgage as soon as possible, please check out the show notes. I have all the tools and resources you need to get started. Thanks also to our sponsors, Divvy and Coastal Federal Credit Union. Come over to Coastal's blog when you have a minute. I'm doing a mini-series that ties into this podcast. This week, we're looking at figuring out whether paying off your mortgage early is the right thing for you too. I have the link in the show notes. Like the music, our theme is from Gentle Regime, and the music from the rest of this episode is from Lee Rosevere. Please check them out when you can. And thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of fantastic listeners like you. All those tweets, Facebook likes, ratings, and reviews gets the word out, and I read them. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.